Busy week at the Branch County Fair today, Veterans Day at the fair, and lots of extra activities for that. The fair week is really one that's busy for a lot of community groups, too, because they like to have a presence there, meet people, tell their story a little bit, and that's the case, too, with the Branch Area Food Pantry. Ann Launo is in the studio with us this morning, but the food pantry with a booth down at the fairgrounds, and a chance to tell people about what the food pantry does.
And about Feeding Branch County and the voting for the logo contest. Please step by the fair booth and vote for your favorite logo. So, yeah, it's wonderful. It's the first time we've had a booth at the fair, so stop by and see us and see what we do.
Tip of the hat to Southern Michigan Bank and Trust for helping to fund that booth, and they come through in a lot of ways to help out the Branch Area Food Pantry. Right now, they obviously have information, too, like I said, about Feeding Branch County, but about the Gleaners Project, too.
Yes, the United Methodist men from the Coldwater United Methodist Church are our gleaners. And any farmer that has like a commercial field, whether they're growing potatoes or green beans or whatever, if you, after the commercial harvest, the corners of the field maybe aren't picked cleanly, or maybe they've missed a row or two. If you give our gleaners a call, they'll come, they'll harvest what's left, and they donate all that fresh produce to the pantry. It's a wonderful, wonderful gift.
At the same time, the community garden is restocking the shelves at the food pantry, too.
It is. 450 pounds of fresh produce was delivered, and it's marvelous. It's a marvelous gift that we grow it and we donate it, and our community gets fresh vegetables.
So that'll continue as the harvest season continues here, and a big salute to everybody who's a part of that, too. Later this month, though, going to shift it a little bit from giving out food to selling food and having some fun with that, along with the Coldwater Eagles.
Coldwater Eagles is helping us host a hog roast, our very first ever. So we're kind of nervous. We don't know if anybody's going to show up. And what do you do with all that roasted hog if you don't have people to come and enjoy it with you? And we're having a scavenger hunt. The scavenger hunt is open to everybody that comes. You need a car and a camera. It's going to be find things in Branch County. And I said, hey, tell me what we're going to find. Tell me. And they said, no, Ann, you can't keep a secret. We're not telling you anything. So, okay. So there's going to be a scavenger hunt, 2 o'clock, Coldwater Eagles. The Aunt Millie's is donating the buns. So if you... you know, come to the hog roast, have Aunt Millie's buns and that freshly roasted hog. That starts at 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock, and then at 8 o'clock, there's live music. So come on down, have some fun, join us in silent auction. Please go to Facebook, look at our Feeding Branch County and pantry pages. All of the things that are available for the silent auction have been posted, and there's one in there that I want. So don't be bidding against me.
You're going to tell us what it is?
No, I'm not going to tell you what it is. No, because then you know what will happen.
But you'll be bidding.
No, you got to. Yeah.
Well, you got to somehow identify it, because otherwise you want people to bid on the other stuff, though.
Yeah, I want, well, just everything else, just bid on.
If you see Ann hovering over something,
that's
stay away from it.
That's right. If I've got it covered up, that just means run fast, run hard.
24th of August, that's a Saturday. Looking forward to that. And the Eagles, again, every year they pick out different projects throughout the community to support, and it's wonderful that the Branch County Food Pantry and the Feeding Branch County Project part of this. So
absolutely.
Meeting, obviously, right now on putting together details on Feeding Branch County, right?
We are.
Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Yep, Thanksgiving and Christmas food boxes. Again, Feeding Branch County is that partnership with all community organizations and pantries and workplaces, schools, service clubs coming together to support those two food boxes. The pantry can't afford to do it. So Feeding Branch County and all of our community partners step up to the plate and say, hey, for these two holiday boxes, we're going to give a little bit extra.
Folks want more information about that, obviously stop in the pantry, go to the Facebook page, or stop by the booth at the Branch County Fair this week.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thanks, Ann. Ann Lown from the Branch Area Food Pantry Board in the studio with us this morning.